It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roving, intrepid, curious, adventurous reporter. Ruth, hello. What's going on out there?
Good morning. Just to touch quickly on the storm that was, things are just about back to normal, but talking to people all week, the stories were really incredible. And hats off to our emergency personnel people and getting people, making sure people were safe because we didn't hear about any. I mean, there were some close ones, but I don't know if you heard. There didn't seem to be any injuries or anything from all the chaos. So,
I've heard nothing about people being injured. Probably the worst damage was all around the main town of Salisbury, including out towards there was huge damage down Salmon Kill Road. As I started driving around looking, waiting for things to kind of clear up, I didn't want to be in the way, but you could see it was just total decimation. And I would call Salisbury, it was ground zero of whatever. I mean, I guess they're not calling it a tornado, but
Yeah, they've got
I'm
all
just.
kinds of other names for it, but
Yeah, I'm
the
just hard
damage
pressed to
was,
believe
yeah.
that. Because
The only one.
what I saw there down there, just real quick, reminded me of when it hit the Cathedral Pines back in '89. There were just a massive amount of old trees just gone. So,
Yeah. It
yeah.
always changes the landscape after something like this. And the only thing I heard was that it hit a car with somebody in it, but they were okay. That was the only close word I heard, but hopefully that was our excitement for the summer and we move on and no more. So, it was a week of politics here in Kent on Thursday night. Ryan Fazio, the Republican gubernatorial candidate for Connecticut, was in town speaking to a group of supporters. It was an event sponsored by the three town committees of Sharon, Salisbury, and Kent. His message is most the pri his primary messages of what he would do were he to be elected were to cut electric rates, cut taxes, and just get back to the things that the current administration take back with some of the things the current administration has done. There was a crowd of about 50, and it was lively. And then come Saturday, Governor Lamont came to town, and he was at the 45 on Main ice cream shop, visiting again with supporters. He didn't have any speech. He just fielded questions from folks who stopped by, and he hosted ice cream for cold drinks for those who came, and answered again. There were questions about electric rates and taxes and various issues that will be coming up. Remind me again, Mike. It's convent the pri
The only thing left before the general election is primaries for people who have been endorsed but not totally secured their party's nomination. In
Okay,
essence, they've been challenged on that, and that will occur on August the 11th.
so that is the governor is being challenged by Josh Elliott,
Yep.
that's the only race I think I know.
Yeah, there's some others around in various races. I think there's one in the 5th district on the Republican side. But nonetheless, you just got to kind of keep your radar up. And remember, these are closed primaries. You must belong to the party for which you are going to vote in that primary. The people of the party should be determining their candidate, not the people from the other party like they do in other states. So,
Yeah,
you
this
know,
is close. You
Anybody's challenged, and frankly, beware. You may be comfortable with something, but when there's challenges out there, sometimes that comfort zone lets them sneak in from behind. So keep your eye out. August 11th, And then after that, it's on through to the general election.
So, as I say, at this point, the only one I know who's being challenged is the governor, and in the other district, John Larson and Luke Bronin are vying for that seat. John Larson, that's the Hartford district. Larson has been in for many years. Luke Bronin was the mayor of Hartford for many years, so there's that race. And otherwise, you're right. Just keep your eyes open and pay attention, as we keep saying. And there's also going to be early voting for not quite as long as last time, but there will be early voting for the primaries and, of course, for the election. So,
Early voting, which costs so many towns so much money, but maybe that's an issue for another day. There's definitely a primary on the Republican side in the 5th district. I just wanted to verify I was right on that. So there's that one. It's one of those that'll be on the August 11th for Republicans. And then you've got the Democrat ones.
And then just so the General Assembly has passed a no excuse absentee ballot
All right. That's the first
law.
step towards getting rid of this early voting, I hope.
So used to have to meet some qualifications that were spelled out. Now anybody can get an absentee ballot. So
And that's a it's a
that's
good it's
actually.
a good process where it all is secure rather than these other mail outs and mail in. Going that way is, in my opinion, what should have been done in the first place. Forget about the rest. If you can't make it to voting day, then you have to apply, get the absentee ballot through the proper channels, take it back, and everything's secure. Other than that, be there on election day. That should be the way it is. Election day, just one. That's my commentary
It's
for
the
this morning.
Constitution, folks, this is what I find absolutely amazing. It's so easy to distract people away from, let's call it source, because it is called Election Day. It's not because someone randomly threw a dart at a wall and it's like, oh, hey, let's. It's actually written. It even says what day it's meant to be, not the it is the second Tuesday, whatever. But it's not negotiable. It's ratified. It's law. And yet, here we are. Sorry, just wanted to throw that in.
So you're saying these changes should not be made?
No, I'm saying the changes. I am saying anything that gets people back to the original concept of Election Day is fine with me. And
Then
absentee ballot, as Mike says, is a no excuse. That you can get an absentee ballot to vote or put in for Election Day is a really good thing. Look, we just went through it in California. Forget, they're allowed to take mail-in ballots for up to X number of days after the election, before they even start to count.
I think it's a whole week after election.
But whatever it is, it's not what was originally written. And the fact that no one seems to go, hey, is beyond me, but totally, totally agree. Be able to get an absentee ballot without, going through hoops, and, use it and then put it in and then let's count it, let's move up,
Yeah, well, the absentee ballot, just and then we need to move on to other things, I think. It's some people will say it's going through hoops, but when it comes to security of that ballot, the absentee ballot and the process, and I hope the same process is staying in place with the change of the law, which I agree with the change in the law, hopefully the process to get that, where you have to make application and there's always somebody knows where that ballot is and who it belongs to, and it's verified from the moment it leaves town hall to the moment it comes back. And that's security as opposed to these other things. So at any rate, as I said, time to move forward here this morning.
Okay.
We can't
Well,
mention Wanda's ballot stuffer. Sorry. Who is that in Bridgeport, Mike? That everybody's
Oh,
forgotten about?
Yep.
Well, but those
That's the
things.
kind of thing right there. Yeah, because you're not keeping a chain of, I'm trying to think if there's a name for
All
it,
you
but
have is a
anyway.
security camera that shows you putting more and
Yeah.
more ballots
But
in the ballot box.
with
That's good.
absentee, it's a very specific process that ensures that 99.9% of the time that's going to be a valid vote
Yeah, there's
from the right person.
very little fraud in these that despite accusations.
Yeah, but we can make it so none of that has to really be out there, and then nobody can make the accusations anyway.
On Sunday, we had a mob, I shouldn't say a mob, a huge crowd gathered in Falls Village for the annual car and motorcycle show. It always boggles my mind how this tiny town erupts into this massive influx of cars and people for one day. And on Sunday, it happened again. This is organized by Judy and Denny Jacobs of Jacobs Garage. It started in 2010 when they celebrated the garage's 80th anniversary, and it was so popular. It's just been carried on, and the crowds that come and the car lovers that come are just it's just amazing. It was a beautiful day. There were about 700 car entries, but it's impossible to guesstimate how many people were there because there's no
700 entries, huh? Wow.
700 entries, and there's no way to show how many people were there because they just
No.
come. There's no entrance or anything, but it's just amazing. And so it was a beautiful day, and people were out and about. And kudos to the Jacobs and to all the volunteers who work on it. The money this year is going to
Well, it goes to the FFA at the high
FFA
school and
and the Falls Village Fire Department. Yeah,
two
so
good causes, a lot of good money raised there.
yeah, and as for someone who really doesn't know too much about cars, it was very interesting talking to several of the people who were there and their entries and so much passion about cars. Just
Yeah,
really
these
interesting.
car shows are kind of like rock bands. They have a whole set of groupies that follow them everywhere, and then all the
Exactly.
rest of the people come in to see what's going on. And there you
And
get the mob.
yeah, and it just one I got a quote from somebody who said this is the best, definitely the best, if not the best car show ever. I mean, he was and they come back every year, and they come from all over. So as I say, it's just so fun.
What's so great about it is it started, it's just because it's good and because it's not my favorite word, but it's what a real local car show should be. And because of that and because of that vibe, not my favorite word, it literally blossomed into this amazing thing that is very much on the circuit, on the calendar, that people, as you say, people come from all over. They have a fabulous time. The energy, it's 2010 for that anniversary, that was like 16 years ago. So it's wonderful that it just, maintains, grows, and
And what
fabulous.
impresses me is the organization. I mean, you're talking, thousands of people, but they move them around, that they have kids, helping to park. This year they hired a professional group to direct traffic at the intersections of Route 7 because, it really they wanted to be sure everyone was safe, and they were. And they it runs very smoothly. They have gator rides, for people. You have to park quite far away, and just very organized and well done. And food trucks, and they were selling merchandise, and everybody was happy. So a
And the
nice event for
Library
No.
was having their big tag show at the same, or tag show, tag sale at the same time. So everybody was taking in some of the benefits down there. Yeah, I'm
So
glad they had traffic control up there because you get something that big. Of course, the people in the area had to go through NASCAR the day before too. So
Oh yeah, how did that go?
I'm sure there are those out there that are like, glad this weekend's gone.
Yeah, I did see the big trucks coming down Route 7 from
Yeah, well, I believe
Marion.
this is Lime Rock's biggest thing of the entire season is this NASCAR weekend, and I saw things coming into town as early as Wednesday and Thursday for that. All right, well, this coming weekend, you got the center of entertainment is going to be in North Canaan. Yeah,
Yes, it's true.
and that starts on Wednesday.
What exactly is going on there?
Well, things kick off on Wednesday with the carnival. And that goes on through till Saturday. Over the course of that time, there's numerous events. They've sorted out North Canaan Railroad Days will come later in August. This is called Summer Nights in North Canaan, and it's strictly geared towards family activities. So there'll be a lot of things focused down at the field. Eventually on Saturday, it'll all wind down into a parade. And they're saying this year this is going to be bigger than it's ever been because of the 250th. And then, of course, the ever famous free fireworks in North Canaan after that parade. But there's a lot of music, entertainment all through the period, bingo, a whole myriad of things going on, barbecues. From Wednesday right through till Saturday. And actually, it doesn't really crank down until Sunday morning when the ambulance has their pancake
Their
breakfast. So
breakfast.
that all wraps up together. And then 2 weeks down the road, you'll be coming up with railroad days that'll be really focused on railroad type things. So if you
Oh,
need
very good.
information, it's North Canaan Events Committee.org. You can find all the schedules there.
Good. Yeah, that's the typical. Is they having the ping pong ball drop and all? That's always
I didn't see that anywhere on it. Some of the events have changed up. As I say, the events are all listed there. There's a lot of things that have been brought back from the past, and then things that have been taken out. There's not going to be vendors at this particular set of days.
Just fun stuff.
Yeah, just fun stuff and food and as I say, parade. And of course, you'll have the accordion museum down there in the old railroad station. And there you can go and see 500 types of accordions.
That's unbelievable. So
500.
head up to Canaan. It's so interesting how different weekends are focused on different activities around here. It's always something to do.
Yeah, there's always a variety. You know, back when I was growing up, every town had a fireman's parade back in those days. So that's how it went. The carnival, the parade, it was a basic activity. But when all of that started to become burdensome to regulate and all the other things, all the towns kind of morphed into different things they were doing other than that type of thing. And for North Canaan, they inevitably came down on this two different events during the summer to attract people to town.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Well, also head over to Cornwall this weekend for their huge rummage sale. The Cornwall Woman's Society rummage sale is up there, checking it out as little busy bees were all over the Mohawk Ski Lodge. That event has been going on since 1924. And it's just incredible. And it's at Mohawk, it's at Town Hall, it's at the church. I mean, if you can't find it there, it doesn't exist. They have everything from clothing to housewares to furniture to athletic stuff, and it's just amazing. And the proceeds for that are go to they call educational grants for kids who've graduated from Cornwall Consolidated, and then they give money to all the local nonprofits. So it's really a tag sales paradise. So
All
head
right.
over to Cornwall before you get to Canaan.
Well, fantastic. Well, we thank
And
you once again. We
I
got one
just,
more thing.
one more thing. We had a huge rescue here in Kent on the Appalachian Trail. There were 75 volunteers up on that mountain this week. Somebody had heat exhaustion. He was a mile off the trail, and they did an incredible job working to get this hiker down. And if anybody knows that area, it's straight up and rattlesnake heaven. So it was quite an operation. And just again, kudos to all those who are dealing with extreme heat and very tough terrain.
Good for the volunteers, and
Yeah,
hikers need to be a little more
absolutely.
careful sometimes. It's
Yeah,
it can get dicey out there in the woods, and you're lucky you get found in some of these places. Thank
right.
God for some of the modern technologies, because years back they might not have found you at all.
Right.
So anyway, it's time to go on back to the regular business. So Jill.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ruth. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, adventurous, intrepid reporter on Robin Hood Radio.